Now time for locker room chat with Valley Falls boys head basketball coach Caleb Gatzmeyer. After a few games from this past week, you guys were able to take care of business at ACCHS 75-25, and you followed that up with a loss to a very good Morehead Academy team. 64-54 was the final score in this one. But coach, you tell me you had a 5-point lead in the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, unfortunately, just didn't go quite the way you wanted it to.
Yeah, and that's basically what it came down to. You know, we did some really good things in the second quarter. We're able to take a 1-point lead going into halftime, and we came out in the third quarter. We executed, you know, really, really well early, held that 5-point lead, and, you know, give Marhill credit. You know, they made plays, they made shots. We weren't very efficient in the fourth quarter on the offensive end. And they got too many loose balls, offensive rebounds for stick backs, and, you know, hit a couple key shots against us. And, you know, I think us losing by 10, it wasn't, you know, that big of a margin. They did a great job. The, you know, Corbelette kid is a great free throw shooter, and he had the ball in his hands, and we had to foul him, and he knocked them all down. So, you know, I thought the game was a lot closer than the score indicated. I think the guys kind of, you know, are starting to understand that, you know, even against really, really good teams, if we put four quarters together, you know, there's a lot that we can accomplish this year.
And you guys were able to follow that up with a victory from last night. You guys defeated Pleasant Ridge 66-45. And, Coach, this is a team in Pleasant Ridge that knocked off Morehead Academy just the other day on Tuesday, but maybe possibly experiencing a little bit of a hangover. I don't know if that's the right word, but you were definitely maybe feeling in that regard, having to play in back-to-back days. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I thought that, you know, watching them in pregame and watching them and talking to, you know, Coach White, that they were full of confidence. They really thought that, you know, they were kind of turned a corner against Morehill, and they were excited about that win. And, you know, I think they were full of confidence. We just did a great job. You know, they won the tip, and we came down and we executed, with a great defensive, possession. Went down, and, you know, executed on offense. And, you know, I think we hit, you know, four or five of our first six shots. And, you know, we got on them 16-0. And that, you know, that you come out and you get on somebody 16-0. And then you continue, after they score a couple buckets, you continue to go on runs, led us to a big halftime lead of 40-15. And Zach Evans was incredible in the first half. Just doing it all, attacking, driving, dishing, hitting threes. He had 17 first half points, and Hayden Carney had a really, really good game last night. He ended up 15 points, I believe 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and 0 turnovers. And so he had a complete game from the point guard position. And then Damian Collin back in the lineup, and, you know, Damian hitting outside shots, and Collin and Flint doing a great job on defense against their big man. On the inside, and, you know, Grant Meyer coming in off the bench and providing some key minutes when guys needed a blow. And, you know, we put four quarters together, and that's what we've been stressing to them all year, that, you know, if we can put four quarters together, we're a team to be reckoned with. And, you know, hopefully it was a statement, not only to everybody, but to ourselves as well, that what we're capable of.
A great time in the season to be performing at the level you are. You guys haven't lost to a non-Morehead Academy opponent since late January. Now you guys enter your final stretch of regular season games. 3 left on the year. Tomorrow you guys will be hosting Jefferson County North. That will be on 93.7 FM KAIR. And then the following Monday, you guys will be hosting Pea Ridge. And that will be the end in terms of games that will be recorded for your sub-state record, but then you play another game on the 23rd against Jackson Heights on the road. So with that being said, Coach, what are the points that you're trying to make to your team, trying to get them ready and motivated to go for each and every single one of these games moving forward in the rest of the regular season?
Well, you know, this game, you know, that we have with JCN tomorrow night, you know, it's a big game. We're both sitting at the same record in sub-state standings, at 11-6. You know, so that game really can determine who's going to be the 3 seed, who's going to be the 4 seed. It's important. Every game from here on out, I know, JCN's they're playing well. They're on a little bit of a hot streak. They've won 3 in a row. And, you know, getting Pleasant Ridge again on Tuesday after just seeing them last night, that, you know, they're going to make sure that, you know, they play a lot better than they did last night against us. And then going on the road for the last game of the year against Jackson Heights, I know that game doesn't matter as far as sub-state standings, but, you know, it's key for us. If, you know, we should make it through our sub-state and go to state play, that game matters. So every one of these games matter. So we're just going to take it game by game and focus on each individual team that's coming up, on the task at hand, and, you know, just hopefully give everybody our best effort.
It's going to be a fun week of basketball for you guys, and I'm looking forward to talking to you again next week as we get closer to sub-state play. Should be fun. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
No problem, Jared. Have a great day.
That was Valley Falls boys head basketball coach Caleb Gatzemeyer here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by The Elevator and Heinen Repair.